I was recently in Sudan. I would say that the situation in Sudan is an opportunity for Sudan and the Sudanese people. Everybody will benefit from a stable Sudan where we can have political and economic reform. We support the mediation done by the African Union and Ethiopia, and we hope that there will be an agreement soon for a civilian-led transitional government.
Right. Yes. How is the situation down in Sudan affecting South Sudan and the peace process?
I think that a stable Sudan where there can be reforms, political and economic, will influence positively on South Sudan and the peace process. Sudan, South Sudan have common interests, and there is certainly a win-win opportunities.
Right. So what is your opinion about the developments since September 12, 2018?
It is very, very positive that the political violence has dropped in South Sudan. This is tremendously important, and it brings hope to the people of South Sudan. Many opposition politicians are back in Juba and in South Sudan, and this is positive, and there is a political dialogue going on. At the same time, I'm a bit concerned that the implementation of the peace agreement is delayed, and I think it's important to speed up this implementation.
Right. And speaking about the peace process in South Sudan, with the pre-transitional period being extended, do you think the government will be formed by November?
I think it has to be formed by November. I think this is clear from the decision made, and I think there should not be any further delays. It has to be formed in November, in my opinion.
Right. And what should be done before then to make sure that the process is expedited?
There are a lot of things to be done. One of the important things is to have build confidence building, also at the highest level. Of course, we have the cantonment and the to build one unified army. This is a big job, but it has to start, and it has to be on track. I'm very pleased that the government has pledged $100 million to facilitate and implement the peace process. This is excellent, and I hope that this amount of money will be paid to the appropriate account in the near future.
Right. And Ambassador Erling, well, there's a significant drop in political violence in the country. However, more than 500 people have died in communal clashes since February this year. How do you think these matters can be addressed?
That's a good question. This is not the political violence directly related to the peace agreement. I would say that when we come to a point that there is peace and stability in South Sudan, and we have a transitional government, it'll be easier to address these issues. I should also think that the national dialogue and other grassroots efforts could also contribute to less communal violence.
Mm-hmm. Right. And looking a little bit on the roles of IGAD, how do you mark the regional cooperation? Is IGAD still fully focused on the peace in South Sudan?
I think IGAD and the IGAD countries are focused on South Sudan exactly because what's happening in South Sudan also influences the situation in other IGAD countries. So every country can benefit from a stable and peaceful South Sudan. So I think there is focus on this. At the same time, it is very important that all the neighboring countries and all the IGAD countries are pushing and trying to help implementing the peace agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and just before I let you go, South Sudan is celebrating the 9th birthday or independence in a week's time. What is your message to the people and their leaders?
I would say that the situation we are in with less political violence, it's a situation of hope. There is definitely hope in South Sudan. It's important that the leaders cooperate, that they meet and discuss the future of South Sudan, and that they form a common common vision and try to implement it. Let me also add at the very end that I think that the UNMISS and the UN is doing a great job in South Sudan in helping to implement the peace agreement and to build a sustainable and to help the sustainable development in the country.
Right. And what would your last remarks be?
My last remarks would be that Norway has been active in Sudan, South Sudan for more than 50 years. We stand by the people in both countries, and we hope for the best, and we work for the best.